This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm alive, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not laying down to the globalists. I'm not letting them program me. I am a free spirit. I am a free soul. And I want to control my own destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, October 24th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. And then we've got the war room with Owen Schroyer coming up, and then firepower right after that. Okay. Let me just, again, do my best to tell you what is coming up today, because there is a lot of it to break down. When I saw this story this morning, when I got up at 6 a.m., and I was drinking my coffee by the time I finished reading it outside, a good 45 minutes later. Why did I spend 45 minutes on one story? Because I followed the links, and I went and refreshed myself on some of the previous news that had come out in the last week. And I went then and printed those articles that tie together with this bombshell report. Poll, majority of Americans want to rewrite First Amendment to stop hate speech. Now, obviously they oversample leftists. Obviously, it's skewed partially. But it still is the majority of people that are millennials and on college campuses. And I've experienced these people being anti-free speech. So it's very, very dangerous. The story is top-linked on the left-hand side of Drudge. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. And I want to spend much of the first hour on this. Because it ties in with this report. Poll finds 7 in 10 believe America is nearing civil war. Now, we've been talking a lot about that, but we're already in a form of soft civil war right now. Trump's also called Republicans who oppose him human scum, talking about neocon never-Trumpers, more dangerous for our country than Democrats. Those stories tie together. But they really tie together with this stack of news right here in my hand. Because this has the good, the bad, and the ugly. How bad it is, what the master plan is, but how to stop it. And who's behind it all. Now, I told you Soros tracks the media through the State Department and has stay-behind networks there funded by Obama, that they harass everybody that supports Second Amendment, national sovereignty, independent media, President Trump, you name it. Well, it's all out in the news today that he still runs the State Department. Now, we got rid of Fiona Hill. We exposed her 2 years ago. And that was one of the main reasons they deplatformed me, was she was packing the State Department out of the White House. She had the executive power. Trump really got rooked on that. And we're going to be looking at it from every angle coming up today. But when I say Soros is like co-president with Hillary, Soros and Hillary still have almost as much power as Trump. They don't have the nuclear launch codes. That pisses them off. We're going to lay all this out today. It all ties together. There's so much to get into. Believe me, this is a transmission you don't want to miss, and we've got a bunch of really amazing guests as well. One in studio. Please stay with us. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up, and that's why they put it in the water, and they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The electronic straitjacket known as a technocracy is being built. There is a rush by every major corporation, government, university, research institution to establish a global AI supremacy, in their own words. Currency supremacy, AI surveillance supremacy, AI autonomous military supremacy. There's a rush. It's been decided, a post-human world. And you and I ain't in it. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. Diabolical beyond diabolical. In fact, I woke up at 2 a.m. this morning and went back to sleep about an hour later, and I just thought of the word diabolical, 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 diabolical. And I meant to tell the producers, please give me the definition of diabolical. Then I forgot. I just remembered as we started the broadcast, please give me the definition of diabolical. And then please give me the definition of sinister. And then please give me the definition of wicked. And then please give me the definition of megalomaniac. And then give me the definition of genocide. And then give me the definition of transhumanist. That's a lot. We'll see if they can get all of that. Probably too big of a plate to throw it out that fast. I can't remember what I just said, can you? Much less can I remember to pull that up. A tall order, but we'll see. Our blind sides are that we like to drive through the countryside and see beautiful rows of crops growing and the moon rising at 6 in the afternoon while the sun's still up in the air. How magic. And birds flying by and happy families. And just we never get tired of sitting by a fire. Never get tired of cooking some soup. We never get tired of cool air in the autumn. Never get tired of just the simple things. But there are evil people on this planet of every race, color, and creed. Every group has them. That don't like goodness. That don't like wholesomeness. That don't like good old-fashioned human programming. And their religion is defiling and sabotaging that. And through culture and through Hollywood and through literature and through movies, they tell you this in Sleeping Beauty, the Disney version. There's the evil witch. She's not invited to the big party for the birth of the little girl. And so she tricks her to prick her finger on the beautiful spinning wheel. Always to trick you to take the iPhone or take the brain chip or take the Prozac. They always have to induct you into it. They have to trick you to take the Trojan horse. And then the whole kingdom is under a blight while she's in this coma, while innocence, while the goddess is in this coma. And it's the same story with Snow White, and it's the same story, but only the prince, true love, men and women coming together, creates the future. And so the Satanists target that. And there's so many permutations of this. But that's what they're after. Because they're bleeding off the essence, that power of the human will and the human trajectory. And you see that archetype over and over and over and over again in literature, in art, in culture, because it's mirroring the real world that's going on. It is the defense of innocence and the defense of life and dignity in life that has to be held at the highest level. Or we allow systems to unfold that are designed to make us lower our defenses so that we can be enslaved. And you don't want to dominate or enslave somebody. You're satisfied. But just because you don't have those desires doesn't mean other people don't have them and don't have an overarching, overdriving, commanding obsession, possession to get power to then twist and destroy creation. Let's take the first make of Superman. I guess it'd be the second one back in the 70s. But General Zod, what does he do when he goes in to the main records of the planet? He takes the genetic memory of the planet, the genetic code, and he breaks it with pleasure. And why does he do that? Because to manipulate and attack and destroy the genetic code, the original genetic code, is a total commitment to his own personal power to do something destructive. Take Last of the Mohicans, which is literature, but based on a composite of real things that happened in the French and Indian Wars. When we were colonies, that George Washington fought in. And George Washington's character is in the film. A real battle that Washington was in is in the book, is in the film that's made out of it. And Russell Means, who I got to know, interesting fella, you know, he's in the movie, and he's one of the last of the Mohicans. And here comes the other leader of the tribe who's been hunting him for years. And he says in the final fight, I'm going to wipe out the Mohicans right now forever. And the power that my tribe's going to have, because the Mohicans had been upright and strong and powerful, but they'd gotten other tribes organized against them in the 100 years before and wiped them all out. And here was the last Mohican up against the chief of this other tribe. And the chief says, I'm going to kill your seed forever in this ritual of power. And then he says, oh, for the power to destroy the last of the Mohicans. Oh, this is so good. And if you see that, why is it in all the literature? Why is it in all the art? Why is it in all the movies? Why is it in Exodus? And then they've dug up the hieroglyphs, and it turns out that that Egyptian king was there. The Israelites were there. It all happened. And they've dug up the orders of Ramses. They just found them 20 years ago. Where he ordered the firstborn of the Israelites killed. Why the hell would he do that? And then it turns out all those cultures were doing that to each other. Why would someone say, kill every firstborn male you've got? Because they've proven through epigenetics that the firstborn male, whatever goes on in the female when the sperm and the egg meet, decisions are made on what's going to go into that, and genetic permutations take place, and it's that firstborn that is going to unlock the majority of the genetic memory. And every culture knows that. That's what the firstborn gets, the inheritance. And I'm not saying firstborns don't turn into spoiled brats or have problems, but all the astronauts are firstborn. The kings are all firstborn. What is that? Because the genetics are passed on, and the enemy wants to take all of our ancient genetic memory that we're going to unfold and unlock and destroy it before we find out who we are. We're that close to discovering the secrets of the universe that we already have hidden within us. We are the AI. We are the advanced species. We are made in the image of God. We are the future. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Bringing us in, smack my bitch up. And there's big moves now, big tech and major universities and major state houses and the federal government. They're all promoting, the bills are introduced to ban the word bitch. Smack my bitch up. I don't use the word bitch a lot. I don't tend to think of women as female dogs. Those female dogs are pretty nice usually, in my experience, but it's a word people use, and they should be able to use it all the time. I think a bitch, though, is somebody just complaining, period, or being a wimp. So you say, don't be a bitch. But we have a right to offend. We have a right to free expression. We have a right to communicate with people. We have a right to be shunned. We have a right to shun. We have a right to embrace. We have a right to repel. We have a right to dress nice and try to smell good. Or we have a right to dress horribly and stink. What type of authoritarian nightmare are we in that I'll cover next segment in great detail, where the gauntlet has been thrown down on the ground and the assault on the heart of America is here? The right to defense is the right arm of America, but it is not the brain and the guts and the heart. Speech is more important than the right to defense, because without speech, you can't organize the ability to have a defense. It comes first. The founders are right, because it's paramount to be able to communicate, even know how to communicate. And the globalists have openly said the Fabian socialist goal, their symbol, the most powerful socialist group in the world, the proto-globalist, the pre-globalist, the precursor, run by the
Aleister Crowley types, OSS turned into MI6, just riddled with these people, is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anybody can type in the original symbol of the Fabian Socialist. And George Orwell was a member. Eric Blair came from a powerful family of intellectuals who was involved with the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, the Galtons. They were involved in a secret breeding program, and the Blairs were on the edge of that. And he believed in them until he found out the final goal, when he became the deputy leader of the Fabian Socialist. They let him in and they said, okay, there's only about 10 people in England know this. Our plan is to exterminate humanity for Satan. He wrote white papers on it. You can go read the essays of Orwell. And he went, we're not creating communism to empower people. They said, no, my friend, we're going to stomp on humanity forever and trample and be trampled upon until we build a system finally to eradicate all life on the planet. That's what our master demands. He said, I don't think I'll be part of that. Look it up. That's when he came out and became an anti-Stalinist. I've read everything I could ever get a hold of on George Orwell. About 20 years ago, I was already on air about 5 years. I'd read a few of his books, and I sent off and bought all the books, all the compendiums of essays. I bought compendiums of his letters. I also stalked George Washington about 10 years ago. I've read probably 15 books on Washington, bought compendiums of his letters. Now you can read them all online. It's intriguing. You can't get away from history. He's talking about Illuminati and how they're fighting Satanists, and how the Luciferians want to take over our movement, and how they're taking over the Masonic lodges, but the good Masons are battling it. I mean, you get a really deep view on the world when you're reading George Washington. After he's president, and after he left the presidency, you know, he was about to get back on his horse and go back to D.C. to stop an Illuminati takeover of the United States when he was bled to death and probably poisoned by the father of modern psychiatry. It's the first psychiatrist killed, George Washington, many believe. That's what I mean about history. It's really cool. And it's hard to put down as soon as you start learning all the different angles of it and really getting an idea that there's a whole ruling class that knows how we operate, that knows all about us, and there are those trying to guide humanity towards empowerment with God, and there are those that want to keep us in the dark and be God over us because they want to inhabit the chicken SH-T dimension, term I've coined, the chicken you-know-what dimension. I don't wish to be a chicken bleeper, into petty things, jealous, hateful, envious, trying to hurt people, trying to keep them in the dark. That's real evil, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't want to be part of that. We want to reveal what's really going on. Everything with the Illuminati is a lie. They're not illuminating anything. They're keeping people in the dark. I want to bring the real light. You see, Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. And if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. But it is not possible when you are given the Holy Spirit. I'm going to stop preaching. I've got so much news. I'm going to stop now. When we come back, though, I'm going to get right into the heart of the attack on free speech and ways to counter it and just how huge all of this is on the other side. And then we've got the Democrats maneuvering, get everybody ready for Hillary to run, announcements being made. She is definitely on the verge of making the final decision to publicly do it. I don't think she can help herself. I think it's about a 90% chance that she's going to announce the next 2 months, but we'll see. Her body could give out. And we've got so much more all coming up today. Zuckerberg in front of Congress pushing his cryptocurrency, crashing all the other big cryptocurrencies. It's all coming up. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please, please spread that maxim to everyone. The freedom to fight tyranny lives at Infowars.
Again, I'm not talking down to the Infowars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Blastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information.
50,000.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. There's so much to get to here, but let me just start with current events and developments right now in a stack of 7 or 8 articles, 3 or 4 video clips I've got here right now that we're going to hit. This story, again, is a Jamie White article on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. State Department used Soros-linked media tracking tool
to illegally monitor pro-Trump journalists. And this is being reported on by U.S. News and World Report. This is being reported on by mainstream news. Now, why is that so important? That is the beginning of it coming out that Obama at least got $2 billion when he left office in the Defense Authorization Act of 2017 that he signed in December of 2016 for the next year's funding. Presidents have a lot of power for a few more years after they leave by what they sign in if the other president doesn't undo it. That's why Trump was so mad about all of Obama's executive orders that were unconstitutional and usurping American power. And now they go, wait, Trump signed more than Obama has. But he's done it judiciously to undo what Obama did. And then when courts try to override what Trump's done, while it's going to the Supreme Court, Trump signs executive orders blocking it. And then the Supreme Court, in every case, has reaffirmed the president. I mean, he really is following the Constitution and Bill of Rights. He unconstitutionally, though, to contradict myself, killed the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Congress hadn't ratified, but Hillary had bragged that she'd helped write, that transferred our power to this unelected deal. Obama had done that outside of Congress. Trump used that unconstitutional power to kill it. So, see, that's how this is double-edged and very sophisticated. He did an unconstitutional act to strike down an unconstitutional act. He should never have had that power. He said that. He told Congress pass laws taking that away and start challenging it. But until then, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So they'll go, oh, look, he's using executive power. It's dangerous. He declared an emergency on the border. In fact, there's a Drudge Report article. We guys print me that. I saw it, but I meant to print it about how part of the wall is being built in Colorado. We'll get to that next segment. But let me get back to this in the time we have. So look at these headlines. State Department, U.S. Use Soros-linked media tracking tool to illegally monitor pro-Trump journalist. How does that tie into this? University of Connecticut students arrested and charged with ridicule for using the N-word, playing a game, walking through a parking lot at night, saying bad words. Poll. Majority of Americans want to rewrite First Amendment to stop hate speech. This is the big one I'm going to cover in detail. It's at InfoWars.com, article linked on DrudgeReport.com, left-hand side. Video, House Republicans storm Democrat secret impeachment hearing. How does this all tie together? Shaquille O'Neal on NBA China scandal. We going to say whatever we want to say. And China's going to have to learn to deal with it. Even though he's got massive business in China. That's a real player. Watch Kid tricks NBA into airing Stand with Hong Kong T-shirt. Yeah, you talk about gangsta. Give that man a cigar. PragerU truck to air banned videos in front of YouTube HQ. And then a Texas man says a 7-year-old isn't transgender. Now his custody fight has reached the governor's office. Now, what do all these articles have to do in kind? They're all about opposing forces battling. We're already in a civil war against globalist forces that want to literally shut us up, bankrupt us, and take control of our families and destroy every basic liberty hard fought and hard won. A lot of blood, a lot of treasure, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears paid for the basic freedoms we've got that made us special. Freedoms that existed but had to be fought for, not given by the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Those are there to enshrine under man's law and protect and defend faithfully. Well, I haven't sworn an oath to that to any agency or any government. I've sworn it before God. What I see in that Bill of Rights and that Constitution makes a lot of sense when you compare it to God's law because it's inspired by that. Don't let the left lie to you. Go read what the founders really said. It's totally inspired. And it is Judaic Christian. A lot of the right wing or super right wing goes, oh, don't say Judaic. Come on, our common law, a lot of it came in Europe out of Judaic and British law and then mixed in with the Germanic law and the Celtic law. And it was all very similar. And it's pretty common sense stuff. So, yes, it is. But continuing here, how does this all tie together? People are fighting back. But the globalists are fighting back illegally with taxpayer money. And Soros is in the State Department with his people via Fiona Hill that put reportedly hundreds of them in. Because McMaster brought her in under Trump's nose for 2+ years. We exposed her. She got taken out. That's something we did at InfoWars that you did by supporting us. Over and over again, we lays the political target so that Trump can take them out so he can find out about it. But somebody's got to be on the ground to spotlight these cockroaches up close. It's not fun, but we're doing it. And the enemy wants us out because we've spotlighted so many of them. But again, we've got to be on the ground, and you're on the ground. When you send our articles out, when you spread the word, when you call into C-SPAN or call the White House or mail these physically to Trump Tower, it all gets to his people and gets to him. When you give it to the Secret Service, it gets to Trump. He doesn't let anybody. He lets all the Secret Service, everybody bring him boxes of periodicals, his little offerings. And he wants notes from people in the crowd and magazines from hotels and just piles of it. And he just stays up on Air Force One. He's flying around the world just reading it all, just voraciously. Because he understands he needs that data, just scooping it up. That's what I do as well here. That's what you do. Human intelligence on the ground. So we come back, I'll get into all of this, but this is really important because this all ties together. They're coming, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the NAACP, the ADL, has come out, let me show you this, has come out and said, ban the OK symbol. You know, that's stupid, that's ridiculous, that's a 4chan joke. The ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, all these groups want to be able to ban something, the international symbol of OK. They want control over what language can be used, what alphabets are allowed. That's the Fabian socialist goal. So I'll put a plug in here. We have a great high-quality hat. We're calling it It's OK to Be OK hat. Kind of like the NBA three-point symbol, too. Oh, my gosh, Apple has an emoji of that. Are they bad, too? You exercise these symbols or you lose them, and it's a great way. People ask, well, what's this about? And it's a great conversational piece. It's a high-quality hat. This hat cost us $10 to produce. We had to order a lot of them to get it at that price. It would have been 12 bucks a piece. I'm selling it for $19.95. It's a great black baseball cap with white on the back, very handsome, very lightweight, but quality. This is one of my favorite wearers in the last 2 months because I wear a hat out a lot in public. And something I don't like to meet the public, but I get noticed less and get more stuff done. So incognito sunglasses and this. And I just love it because it's so lightweight. It's $19.95. Get it. It's going up today for sale. Just came in. I had the prototype for a few months. It's Rob Dew's idea for this. Great idea. InfoWarsStore.com. It's okay to be okay hat. It's a great conversational starter. And the leftists want to control symbols. So it seems like a simple thing to do, but it's a big thing. Support InfoWars. Support free speech. Have free expression and wear the great It's Okay hat, black on white. It's really beautiful. InfoWars on the back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I've got a good idea why Drudge has been doing positive and negative coverage of Trump. I have a really good idea. And tomorrow, I'm going to air a special report during the show breaking down why it appears Drudge has this change of course. And the reason I have a good idea is I look at what Drudge links to. And I look at the reports where I ask, is Trump politically suicidal? Or my message where I told Trump, you better effing back off the Second Amendment. And he did. And I, by the way, no Trump got that report. I talked to some of the folks that were, let's just say, visitors to Air Force One who heard about it. But I'm going to leave it at that. And the truth is, that's how you get Trump on the straight and narrow, instead of just being a bunch of sycophants on the Trump train. And I think Trump's doing a great job overall. But I personally want to see him defend journalists like Julian Assange that he told to release what he did. So that's a big black mark on Trump. But I'm not going to go into a jag on Trump right now. I got some positive things I want to hit, but there's a lot of criticism I see out there about Drudge, and it's not just the Drudge links to us a lot that I'm kind of seeing what Drudge is doing and understanding it and pretty much agreeing with it. I talked to Paul Watson about events he goes to. He goes, man, these Trump cults, I mean, it is like just like they're all super optimistic. They think Trump's invincible. You know, Paul's been to some of these big things, and it's scary because I know Trump is on the razor's edge, and I get he wants to act confident, but the listeners need to know, and everybody that's activist out there need to know, we got Trump elected, so they're coming after us if Trump gets taken out. So I don't want Trump being taken out for a lot of reasons. Obviously, he's doing a lot of good stuff. I care about the guy, but him not taking action on the censorship and floating red flag laws and some of the other stuff going on is super dangerous. And, you know, Ann Coulter puts pressure on him to get the wall built, and then he gets more of it done. I mean, I've been somewhat critical of her over criticism, but, you know, maybe she's onto something. We should have a larger debate about that, but I'll have a report out tomorrow on it. And we do have a really big guest with a lot of big intel tomorrow. And I got a big data dump from him, and it really freaked me out a few nights ago. I usually sleep like a baby. I didn't sleep too good really the last two nights knowing this stuff. And it's just big medicine, as they say. So you'll want to join us tomorrow. I'll leave it at that. All right, getting back to the positive. They're coming after our speech because it's effective and it's hurting them, and they put themselves in a very authoritarian position. But they've got the colleges that were once bastions of free speech to accept this is an okay thing and actually think it's a virtue. Like the NAACP said, the N-word is not just a word. We want serious prosecution of these guys running around in a game where you run around and say bad words. Sounds like some idiot college thing. And just because I disagree with it doesn't mean that I disagree with their right to say it. So, again, they teach you one word is totally evil and so scary and so powerful like abracadabra. I mean, the N-word, to start wars, get you fired, get you killed. I mean, we always thought abracadabra and stuff wasn't real. But see, if you're taught a word super powerful, well, then I guess it is magic, isn't it? The N-word's magic, and now it's other words that are magic, like mother and father. Major tampon companies are taking where it says women off of it and the image of a woman because it might hurt a transgendered woman who has a penis. You know, that's mental illness. Always brand. It's mental illness inflicted on you. That, oh, men who say they're women are offended by a box of tampons that says it's for women. Because, see, the existence of a woman is bad. It isn't about letting somebody pretend they're something else. It's about your existence. And these men want in your dressing rooms with your daughters, and they want to compete with you. Of course, they'll never win in the men's. It's just now men's will be men's, and then women will be run by cheater men. And women will be obsolete, which has always been the plan targeting women. Women are being targeted by these men saying they're women. Taking women's power, taking your space, taking your place, getting in your grill, getting in your children's grill. Dodge your grill. Because I've been thinking about busting you in your forehead. I'm going to start quoting some ludicrous here in a minute. You see them headlights? You see them knock them curtains down? So that's what this is all about. UConn students arrested and charged with ridicule for using the N-word. This huge article poll, majority of Americans want to rewrite First Amendment to stop hate speech. Incredible story. I'm going to read it next hour. Video, House Republicans storm Democrats. That's the answer, is you storm these events. You point out their Soviet style and kangaroo court. You come out like Shaquille O'Neal. And you say, this is what America's about. It's who we are. You got to get used to it. You got to respect that. We've got our territory. And again, the kid holds up a sign that says one thing, then flips it around once they're on them. Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong. Love how he trolled them. PragerU, a bunch of their good, wholesome videos banned on YouTube. So they go and park it in front of them and demonstrate and get massive news attention. It's on InfoWars.com. See some of the banned videos and share them. That's how you do it.
By the way, we'll just create a mirror. I've thought of this. Their videos are free there. We're going to create a mirror at band.video. We'll just post every PragerU video there is with a link to support them. We're all in this together. You fight back. You take action. You point out the child abuse of this medical doctor lady that went and got an embryo that didn't even her son. Poor boy. Gets it. Divorces the husband. The kid's on video saying, well, mommy tells me I'm a, you know, she wants me to be a girl and I like girls, so I'll be a girl. But she said, but he says, I want to be a boy. Well, you are a boy. Well, she wants him to transition and cut the, that's another mother they're showing right there. This is a Texas mother, a TV viewer. And now she wants to go ahead and get the surgery going. That child can't make that decision. That child's being led by their mother, not their biological mother. He grew inside of her, off the edge of a cliff. There are mothers that want to chop their children's fingers off. We put them in mental institutions. There are women that hurt their children to get attention from the medical system, moonchild's in by proxy. Well, what is it when these women do it to get attention because they turn their little boy into a little girl as a freak show? And why is it always little boys 90% of the time? Because they're targeting boys like they did in every ancient culture that went to hell. But here's Shaquille O'Neal, finally, somebody in the NBA, supporting the manager of the Rockets and saying, he's right. We've got to stand up to injustice everywhere. Oh, but see, King James, LeBron, only does it when he's pissing on America, where he's made $450 million. But see, here, it's okay to go around and bitch and complain and talk about how your country sucks. Oh, but don't talk about China. It's got 2 million people in concentration camps. Don't do that. Here's Shaquille O'Neal.
We as American people, we do a lot of business in China, and they know and understand our values, and we understand their values. And one of our best values here in America is free speech. We're allowed to say what we want to say, and we're allowed to speak up about injustices, and that's just how it goes. And if people don't understand that, that's something that they have to deal with. But, you know, I just think, thought it was unfortunate for, you know, both parties, and then you got people speaking when they don't know what they're talking about. But Daryl Morey was right. Whenever you see something wrong going on anywhere in the world, you should have the right to say, that's not right. And that's what he did. And but again, you know, when it comes to business, sometimes you have to tiptoe around things. But again, they understand our values. We understand our values. And here, we have the right to speak, especially with the social media. We're going to say whatever we want to say when we want to say it.
But the social media shack's going after everybody, actually telling us what to do and adopting what China does and banning Winnie the Pooh emojis and the Taiwanese and Hong Kong flag. But see, the fight's here now. People are getting it. Shaquille O'Neal's like, hey, that's what America is. What are you talking about? And watch, they won't mess with him because it was said strong. He didn't show weakness. He watched. They're not going to do a damn thing to him. Everybody else groveling, oh, yes, sir. They're going to want more, more, more. We're going to break. I'm going to play more of these solutions when we come back. Then I've got special guests and so much news. And those definitions I got into earlier, I'm going to break those down. Big second, third, and fourth hour today. Please remember, we won't be here without your financial support. We got great products you already need, so it's a win-win. The only way you fail is not spreading the word about the broadcast and not getting the products. Folks, the best toothpaste, no fillers, colloidal silver, iodine, no fluoride, super blue. We've got the best turmeric. Find out why it's great. We've got the X2, the X3, and we've got the iodine challenge. Learn about that. Infowarsstore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. 40 to 70% off store-wide. This sale does have to end soon. Infowarsstore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.